All quotes are not the same. Properly discerning a quote is imperative to evaluating which company is truly presenting the best offer to you. Simply relying on information from commissioned salesmen is not wise. In the same token, all quotes and steel buildings are not the same. Needless to say, if you have to pay for something additional after the initial purchase, then you may not have purchased the best offer initially. So take your time and meticulously review the features and specifications listed on your proposal. Though the majority of the steel building members are fabricated by similar means between companies, there are distinct quality differences between certified and non-certified companies, not to mention what is considered a standard feature and what is an upcharge between sellers. Here are five key items to focus on when evaluating your steel building quotes. First, compare the credentials of the fabrication facilities. A steel building is initiating from an American Institute of Steel Construction certified plant, or it's not. There are distinct differences between a certified and a non-certified plant. You may ask, doesn't it cost more to go with an AISC certified plant versus a non-certified plant? The simple answer is yes. However, more often than not, the cost savings from buying from an AISC plant in the long run is well worth it. AISC certification confirms that fabrication facility has met a rigorous as well as constantly evolving set of industry standards regarding quality, efficiency, technology, administration, safety, training, and more. This certification is not easy to get. In order to qualify and maintain certification annually, companies have to not only invest in improving their manufacturing operation, they have to train their employees on AISC practices and procedures. These high standards have many companies electing to skip getting certified entirely. In a nutshell, if your building has been fabricated by an AISC certified facility, it has a much higher percent chance of fabrication being done correctly and on time. You can easily spend double the construction time and cost on a structure that wasn't correctly fabricated. Second, compare the sheeting profile offered. A PBR profile has a larger overlap than R profile. Thus, PBR is far less apt to leak. Third, look for warranty on color and galvalum finishes. Some companies offer 40-year color warranty finish, and some only have a 10 or 20-year color finish warranty. There are 25-year galvalum plus finish warranties, as well as 20-year galvalum warranties for roof finishes. Always look for the highest. Fourth, framed opening trim. Some sellers offer simple trim packages that don't fully cover the red iron door jams, and some sellers offer standard fully flashed framed opening kits that cover the unattractive exposure of the red iron framed members. This is especially important when you want a clean-looking finish to your building structure. And fifth, ground snow load versus roof snow load. This may be one of the most overlooked and confusing aspects of a bid. In order to accurately compare quotes, one needs to have both sellers' design to the same codes. Though there are factors such as miles per hour wind, wind exposure, seismic, and governing code name and year, for the sake of time, we'll focus on ground load and snow load. The ground snow load of a building is different than roof snow load. Ground load refers to the amount of snow on the ground and equates to approximately 30% more than the roof snow load. For example, a 43-pound ground snow load would be equal to a 30-pound roof snow load. Therefore, if one company offers a 20-pound ground load and the other company offers a 20-pound roof load, this load, quote, is 30% stronger. So a final word of advice. Direct the dialogue between you and the seller towards objective topics such as the 5 points here. Whatever responses you receive, make sure you have the seller put them in writing. Factory Steel Overstock always offers the highest of standards.